Mother resists pressure to call son a woman. All the transgenders in the world won't change my mind. By Penny Starr on May 18, 2021. Georgia GOP activist Angela Stanton King is dismissing pressure from progressive and transgender activists who demand she refer to her son as a woman. She has appeared publicly at numerous venues, including the Dr. Phil show, where she defended her belief that her son is a man no matter what he says or does. As a mom, people don't have the right to tell me that I have to recognize the son that God gave me as a woman when I know that's not true, King said. That's discriminating against my own conscience. King was challenged by Ashley Marie Preston, described online as a transgender journalist. You might be able to dominate the dialogue, but you will not control the outcome, Preston said. Dr. Phil chided King for trying to speak over Preston as the journalist continued to refer to her son as her daughter. What daughter? King said. What daughter? It's not yelling people down, but it's the fact that you brought somebody on this show that is going to try to tell me my son is a woman, King said. My son is not a woman and I stand on that. You can get all the transgenders in the world, he is not a woman. Preston cited statistics about how transgender people, especially those of color, are more likely to face suicide attempts, homelessness, drug addiction, and other challenges. You're not going to guilt me into accepting that he is a woman because you feel like if he makes a bad decision, it's going to be my fault, King said. There are thousands of black men that have been murdered. But you won't hear Joe Biden talk about that because those black men did not have a wig on. So I'm not going to elevate the issue of transgenderism over black men because, at the end of the day, they are still black men, King said. King is accustomed to surviving hardship. After being convicted of conspiracy charges, she spent 2 years in jail where she gave birth to one of her two children. Former President Donald Trump pardoned her last year. And since then, she has been in the spotlight as she has spoken out on this and other issues. King also ran for Congress against the late Democrat congressman from Georgia, Representative John Lewis, DGA. The text on YouTube accompanying a segment of the Dr. Phil show says King approached the program to see if she could discuss her son, who identifies as JB's. King also appeared on the Chase and Chat show where she defended her statements about her son. People want to force me to recognize my son as my daughter, and how is that fair to me? That's like me telling you your mommy your daddy, King said. So if I call your mama your daddy, are you going to feel disrespected? Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.